This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community. This podcast is brought to you by Joy sponsor Pam Ann.
Hello, Melbourne. It's Pam Ann here. I'm so excited. I'm going to be touching down at the Comedy Theatre in August. See you soon. I love you, Melbourne. Mwah.
Set to land in Melbourne this August for two hilarious shows, Friday, August 24 and Saturday, August 25. Get your tickets now at ticketmaster.com.au.
This is The Informer, Joy 94.9's nightly news and current affairs program, and your link to the stories that matter.
Starting in Yarra Glen in 2014, the Yarra Glen Pride Cup celebrated diversity and inclusion in sport for the lesbian, gay, transgender, bisexual and intersex communities by tackling homophobia in football. The local team of proud gay footballer Jason Ball, the Yarra Valley Pride Cup started on a grassroots level with rainbow colours painted on the 50-metre line and diversity and inclusion training for the teams, staff and clubs. This show's support has not only elevated the conversation about LGBTI inclusion in Aussie rules, but been the influence for the Pride matches on a professional level. It was announced at player selection yesterday that footballer and transgender woman Emily Rowe will be playing for the St Kilda Sharks in an exhibition match against the Eastern Devils at Saturday's Yarra Valley Cup. It was announced at player selection yesterday that footballer and transgender woman Emily Rowe will be playing for the St Kilda Sharks in an exhibition match against the Eastern Devils at Saturday's Yarra Valley Pride Cup, as they break another first with women's football match being part of the Pride Cup.
There aren't any women's teams up in that league as of yet, so we've been invited to come up and play and show our stuff as women's footballers and also to express our pride in our sexual and gender diverse identities. It's incredibly important, especially for regional areas as well, where the opportunities to pursue sport as women hasn't really been as much of an opportunity as it has been in the city. So to be able to take a women's football game up to Yarra Glen, to a region that hasn't seen women's football before, hopefully will inspire all the girls and women in that area to also pursue the game that we all should love.
In its fifth year, the Yarra Glen Pride Cup sees netball and football teams go head-to-head in a day of inclusion, awareness, visibility and diversity at the Yarra Glen Recreation Reserve in Yarra Glen. Starting on a grassroots level, the Yarra Glen Pride Cup was the inspiration behind the AFL's Pride matches and has strove to bring issues of inclusivity for LGBTI people in football to the forefront so that everyone can feel welcome at the game.
I guess that's where most of the social and cultural change usually does occur. It occurs at the grassroots. It occurs in our suburbs and our local shopping strips and our school, where people actually get to engage firsthand with people from the sexual or gender diverse communities and see that we're all just regular folks like everybody else. And it's not usually until that groundswell of support from a community level starts to really come to the fore that like larger organisations or corporations will come on board as well. And that's why the Pride Cup is such an incredible movement, with the capacity to hopefully move a Pride Cup game into every single league in Australia and over 150 games across the country. Just goes to show that at community level, we are loved, we are supported and we're welcome in the game.
Without an open players, couples playing against each other on the field and a proud show of strength in diversity and gender equality, women's football has shown that it's leading the way on a truly inclusive space for equality in football. And while many have and happily voiced their misconceptions about women playing the game, Emily says that couldn't be further from the truth.
I think the biggest misconception is that women aren't tough enough or strong enough to play football, that they should be protected sometimes from the physicality of the game. But my perspective as a transgender woman, where I used to have to play men's football for years and now I'm playing women's football, I can tell you that women's football is way tougher. Seriously, the girls don't hold back and I get ragdolled playing women's football. That perception that women can't be as tough as the guys is totally incorrect once you're running around out in the field. And once you get to games and see that, you realise firsthand that now these girls are serious and they're there to play.
Playing football for the sheer joy of it, being a sports person who's also a transgender woman, is something that Emily hasn't had an issue with. But transgender women playing football has raised a lot of debate in recent months after Hannah Mouncey was rejected from playing in the AFL Women's League this season. I asked Emily what it was like seeing the kind of misconceptions in the media and the public debate when all you want to do is just kick the ball and play the game?
Well, there's so many levels to that, because we're mainly talking about what happened to Hannah when she applied to the AFLW draft. And the curious thing was is that most of the media in Australia was actually supportive of Hannah. I think that a lot of media, especially around sports, have done their research and have had a lot of opportunities to learn about transgender identity and know that for trans women, once we've been on hormone replacement therapy, that's our choice, that our testosterone levels are in line with those of a biological female, for want of a better term. So the support from the media was great, but that did not necessarily sway the decision makers who ultimately decided that Hannah wasn't allowed to play. But there's also this really disappointing juxtaposition as well when it comes to transgender identities, whereas I've never had anything other than the utmost support in my pursuit of my football career as a transgender woman, but I'm 164 centimetres and 64 kilos. So whereas I comply to a societal expectation of how a woman is supposed to look or how big she's supposed to be, there seems to be a different perception to women who have a taller height or a bigger frame. And that's what really frustrates me, because all trans women are women and we all deserve to be treated the same and be given the same opportunities.
Hannah Mounsey will be attending the Yarra Glen Pride Cup on Saturday and will use her keynote address to educate sports administrators and challenge myths about transgender athletes having a competitive advantage, stating she wants coaches and club bosses to understand the complex health and social challenges for transitioning players. She hopes that sharing her story will break down barriers and is proud to see country football leading the way on inclusion.
Community sports, whether we're talking about football, netball, soccer, hockey, basketball, it doesn't matter what it is, everyone should have an opportunity to participate, even if it's not as a player, but as coaches, as volunteers, as umpires. If you love the game, you should be allowed to enjoy it. And I think we've had a really great focus on the cis-gay and cis-lesbian community with involvement in sport. But it definitely feels like it's the turn now to move towards the gender-diverse community and make sure that we're all welcome too. And I think Pride Cup this year will have a really big focus on that. I'll be running around for the St Kilda Sharks, hopefully having a kick with my friends, and I know Hannah Mounsey will be there too as a special guest. So we'll be up front, we'll be visible and showing everyone that this is our space too, and we'd love everyone to accept us being there. I just think it's a wonderful opportunity, and I hope to see so many people there, and I can't wait to see a whole bunch of pride flags, but not just the rainbow flag. I want to see the bisexual flag, the transgender flag, the asexual flag, and all of the amazing people that make up the LGBTIQA plus community to show that we're all welcome at football and we're all going to have an amazing time.
If grassroots footy clubs in country towns can embrace diversity and support transgender players, then it sends a powerful message of hope to people who just want any opportunity to play and watch the sport that they love.
That was Emily Rowe, who'll be playing as part of the St Kilda Sharks at Yarra Valley's Pride Cup at the Yarra Glen Football Grounds on Saturday.
This is The Informer on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.